if there were any mitigating circumstances, and reportedly, my understanding is that this has been a contentious situation for more than just today. And so what was done? Was the administration, were they aware of it? What was done to try to neutralize the situation now? Did they recognize any of the warning signs? And if they did, why wasn't anything done? I also would like to know, everybody has mentioned Ms. Glozier in the hospital, and I also feel for Ms. Glozier and hope that she recovers, that she heals well, even physically and psychologically. However, I also want to know, has any district personnel, psychologist, or the HR person had any dealings or gone to see Ms. Ricketts? Ms. Ricketts is a fantastic teacher.
Amen.
Yes.
She's an advocate for children. She cares about these children as long as I know when she came into the district.
That's right.
She has been a fantastic teacher. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. But I do know that I will advocate for Ms. I'll advocate for Ms. Ricketts.
All right.
And the district has a responsibility to see to her well-being, just
right.
The way you do, Ms. Glozier.
Right.
Also, I'm concerned with both teachers' well-being, because yes, teacher got injured. But this woman, their lives have both been changed. My thing is this, I'm concerned with the safety of my child. You're telling me that everything is safe, but as a parent, I don't feel that she is safe. Because my daughter, I send my child to school entrusted in the staff, administrators, teachers, paraprofessionals, whoever. I send her there to be entrusted in your care for the time that she is there. I don't expect to be at home, and she texts me and tells me that a teacher has been stabbed and that she is afraid. And as a senior and an honor roll student, she wants to drop out of school.
Oh, yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Two children come through here, and I have a son now that's attending the school.
Yay.
I wasn't aware that Ms. Ricketts was inquiring about a possible termination. And I think that needs to be looked at, because you hear all the time about people going postal when they find out that they're losing their job. And I think if she came in and inquired, somebody should have been checking out her disposition.
Amen. All right.
Because people, she's been got the gun. I mean, you hear that all the time, that people snap. And if she really thought she was being terminated, somebody should have been checking her to see what she was feeling.
That's right.
Hi, my name is Alex Aferi. I'm a senior at McKinsey High School. I'm not very happy with the way the situation was handled. I feel like you guys are trying to cover up what really happened. A teacher attempted to kill another teacher in the middle of the hallways. She was stabbed 16 times without being stopped by another adult. When I go to school, I want to feel safe. And like, that situation should have been handled right when it was happening.
But during this incident, a security guard is there, but he's standing there watching while there are other people. Teachers risking their lives to stop an incident. I have a problem with that when there is a teacher risking their life and there's a pregnant teacher on that wing. But they're standing there trying to help when the security guard's not. That is my issue. I'm not okay.